Alright, welcome back to the transmission full of red pills, the red pill transmission. Alright, let's take a look today from the Daily Wire by Amanda Prestigiacomo, 3/14/18. How political correctness enabled child sex ring to flourish for 40 years. Well, isn't that just typical? Oh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so let's just let a child sex ring go on for 40 years. A recent report from the Sunday Mirror reveals the horrors of what can go wrong when political correctness supersedes the safety of even our own children. Do you not care about your goddamn children? Are you that in love with your PC culture? A child sex ring in Telford, UK was reportedly allowed to flourish for some 40 years, racking up an estimated 1,000 victims. No investigation was launched into the scandal until a decade after reports of abuse were made. What slowed the probe into such savagery? The short answer is political correctness. I have a feeling the long answer is a lot of political correctness. And this is very serious, I apologize. By the way, I would just like to take this moment to point out, I'm still getting emails about the Florida shooting from liberals, and I just want to say, stop politicizing the tragedy. Anyway, let's read about these girls getting raped. Police officers were frightened to be labeled as racist for acting on the matter since the subjects were men of Asian descent, the report claims. As is common knowledge, the British media generally labeled those of Pakistani or Indian descent as Asian, unlike the American press. They're labeled as American. Nah, I'm kidding. You know what I mean. There are five of the key findings. Here are five of the key findings from the Mirror's 18-month investigation. 1. Social workers knew of abuse in the 1990s, but police took a decade to launch a probe. Meanwhile, the perpetrators were launching their own probes every night. I'm sorry. Look, this should be taken very seriously. It's just these alley-oops keep getting lobbed to me, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Not dunk them. Try asking Dwayne Wade not to dunk. 2. Council staff viewed abused and trafficked children as prostitutes instead of victims, according to previously unseen files. 3. Authorities failed to keep details of abusers from Asian communities for fear of racism. See that? Now, that might seem a little outlandish, but apparently it's true. They're so afraid of being racist, they just don't even keep track of any wrongdoings by those in the non-white communities, which is why, if you look at the statistics, currently it looks like only white people commit crimes. Well, there's your answer. Same thing with the whole, police brutality thing. They are pretty much exclusively shooting white people these days because, you know, racism. Afraid of it. 4. Police failed to investigate one recent case 5 times until an MP intervened. 5. One victim said cops tried to stop her finding out why her abusers had not been prosecuted because they feared she would talk to us. Now, you might be saying, those aren't really talking about rape. I mean, one of them is specifically talking about politically correctness. The other 4 are not at all. Being afraid of going to the press is not the same thing as being afraid of being racist, but you know, it's all, just stay tuned, alright? They're gonna tie this shit all together. Victims of the child sex ring speaking to the Mirror identified more than 70 abusers. One mother of a child sex victim named Becky told the Mirror, quote, girls like Becky were treated like criminals. I was crying out for help, but it felt like I had nowhere to turn. If Becky's abuse had been properly investigated by the authorities, more girls could have been saved from going through this hell, unquote. Now, once again, these are all terrible details. Are they specifically supporting the contention of a PC culture doing this? Well, I guess not really, but you can, you know, stay tuned, like I said. Becky was lured by an Asian grooming gang at just age 11. As noted by the National Review, one victim who went to police about the abuse claims authorities tried to prevent her from discovering why her abuser was not jailed because they feared she would share her story with the press.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it just keeps being the same thing. Like, none of that is directly supporting,
Ooh, speaking of supporting, you're still living, in your mom's basement, right? Get off the message boards and go start paying some goddamn taxes, then I'll listen to you. And the depravity continues. Let's see. She documents terrible treatment. I'm not gonna be that salacious about it, but of course, this is not the first time we've seen political correctness play a key role in enabling violence. As noted by Daily Wire editor-in-chief Ben Shapiro back in 2015, after the fatal Islamic terror attack in San Bernardino, political correctness kills. Quote, 14 people are dead because a normal American didn't want to offend anybody by reporting his suspicions about a person of minority ethnicity and religion. Unquote. If we continued to quiet unpleasant realities out of fear of offending or being dubbed racist, we will surely continue to see tragic outcomes such as we've seen in Telford and elsewhere.
Pardon me,
I know, It really failed to tie that whole thing together. It was sort of a loose amalgamation of accusations under the guise of a specific conceit. But, I think this is an appropriate time to take a commercial break. We've got a word here from one of my favorite podcasts out there, Can We Cult? And, you know, I must give you a trigger warning. It is, it is hosted by two, I don't know what the politically correct thing is, but they're people who don't have penises, and they, I believe are in Portland or that area, which I know is hard for you to hear, but they do give you a lot of insight into how cult leaders use mind control to turn you into the type of people that would sit idly by while the Democrats march into your home, sacrifice your babies to Satan right in front of your eyes, and then, I don't know, watch The Daily Show. I don't know what they do. Roll the tape!
Hey Meg, are you terrified when you see a large group of people dressed in the exact same outfit?
Usually. Al, are you strangely intrigued by the idea of wearing linen to appease alien overlords?
Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself sucked in by documentaries about cults from the 70s?
Absolutely! Do you like your podcasts with wild but educated speculation?
If you've answered yes to any of these questions, check out Can We Cult, hosted by me, Allie.
And me, Megan. We're two cheap wine aficionados / best friends living in Portland, Oregon.
Sure, we have some formal training and we do work in social services, but we got our real knowledge about cults from documentaries, books, Reddit threads, and again, wild speculation.
Every Thursday, a new episode full of scary, sad, and hilarious stories with a whole lot of heart is released.
You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Overcast, as well as on all social media platforms at Can We Cult.
Join us, won't you?
What's that? We're back. All right. We're back. Yes, you got me talking to my producer. Yes, I have a producer. Oh, but I thought you were the type of guy who, like, does everything DIY or whatever. Look. I do not do acronyms. Moving on. Let's check out this original article. Maybe we'll get some perspective. We're going back in time to San Bernardino. 12/3/15 by Ben Shapiro. San Bernardino proves once and for all, political correctness kills. First line, political correctness kills. Alright, I hope I don't have to do that again. We in the West have a strong and decent desire to avoid labeling individuals in negative ways based on heightened statistical risks among particular population groups. Ooh, I hope he's gonna give us a rundown of what's typical of different minority groups. That's always fun. That desire sometimes comes into direct conflict with the need to say something if we see something suspicious. As rational people, we take into account enhanced risk profiles when determining level of suspicion. A white guy driving around Beverly Hills at night in a Jaguar isn't suspicious. A white guy driving around South Central at night in a Jaguar is. That's not racism, that's rationality. I like it. Use an example that's still white guy so those liberals can't say shit about me being racist. You know, which I'm not. But anyway, I'm just saying it helps when you strategically construct your arguments so that you are not divulging too much about your inner motivations. It's nice. But political correctness quashes such rationality. God! It's just walking around quashing rationality left and right. Political correctness says that not only must we be wary of our own prejudices, we must ignore rational risk profiling so as to not offend people. He goes on to say, sadly, facts are offensive. It is a fact that a group of heretofore unknown Middle Eastern men congregating at odd times in San Bernardino should raise questions more than a group of men of other ethnicities. Okay, now I hear you saying, okay, arguable, but let's put that aside and assume that is true. That isn't necessarily, you know, you've structured this very carefully so as to not be called out on racism, but I certainly hope that in subsequent examples, you continue to provide similar examples where you are stating something simply raises awareness more than a different group, which is, you know, it could be fair. And I hope you're not going to pretend that that logic was indicative of being able to say, oh my God, we should report everyone who is Muslim, that sort of thing. Yeah, no, I know, I got it. Don't worry about it. This is Ben Shapiro. Shapiro, as in Jewish, I think, I don't know. Shapiro? I think Shapiro sounds pretty Jewish. Look, there's a lawyer named Shapiro, I know that for sure. Alright, congregating in odd times, blah, 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 more than a group of men of other ethnicities. Apparently, for one man, it did, and he stifled that impulse to avoid being seen as racist. CBSLA.com reports. A man who had been working in the area said he noticed a half dozen Middle Eastern men in the area in recent weeks, but decided not to report anything since he did not wish to racially profile these people. Quote, we sat around lunch thinking, what were they doing around the neighborhood? Oh, it's supposed to say what were they doing, but it says what war, W-A-R, they doing around the neighborhood. If ever there was a great example of latent racism coming out as a Freudian slip, if ever there was an example of the truth coming out, that would be it. Well, why is that? Hello, Middle Easterners, war pretty much goes hand in hand. If it wasn't true, then why have we been bombing them for 14 years? Think about it. 14 people are dead because a normal American didn't want to offend anybody by reporting his suspicions about a person of minority ethnicity and religion. Now, I could see someone making the argument, well, isn't this just a sort of confirmation bias sort of thing? This guy may very well have lots of suspicions anytime he sees minority groups congregating. So when we do have a tragedy, it won't be that difficult to find him or someone like him who had at some point some sort of racist thought. Okay, I mean, it might not be the best example, because it could be that if he reported every time he had a similar thought, this would have been this would have been the 5,000th report of suspicious activity, and then they still wouldn't have been able to take it seriously, because he just became that crazy racist guy who's always showing up at the police station. Let me stop you right there, because, first of all, I'm disgusted at your un-American attitude. Also, I have to say, you're overlooking the fact that this doesn't specifically state that that even was the guy who perpetrated the crime. So, literally, all this is saying is there was a guy who saw a bunch of Middle Eastern-looking guys in that general area of San Bernardino, and did not report them to the police. And therefore, we're supposed to think that PC culture has prevented an investigation of this murderer from taking place. Yeah. If you want to be liberal about it, why don't you go with that argument, dumbass? This isn't the first time. When Muslim terrorists planned to attack Fort Dix in 2006, Fort D! They first stopped at Circuit City to copy a tape of them, quote, firing guns and praising jihad, according to the New York Post. One of the clerks found this suspicious. Oh yeah, you think? But hesitated about calling the police. Quote,
dude, I just saw some really weird shit.
End quote. Quote again.
I don't know what to do. Should I call someone, or is that being racist?
Now, this is a typical American. He's a good man. A family man, presumably. I don't think he's some sort of homosexual or anything. They probably would have mentioned that. He's just afraid of hurting someone's feelings because he's part of this whole millennial bullshit thing that's going on. Ooh, I care. Blah, 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 blah. You know, is he typical or is this guy? Well, look, before we address that, I think we gotta get some details. Moving on. Thankfully, a co-worker told him to call the police.
Oh yeah, you should call the police on them.
That's a reenactment. He first asked his manager, then called the police. Wow, this guy really is all about social approval and chain of command. He's not big on making decisions himself, is he? That led to a 16-month FBI investigation and the arrest of 6 would-be terrorists. Imagine if PC had won, Ben Shapiro writes. Imagine! Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't even process. So, it was a tape of them firing guns and praising jihad. Now, so, is this guy unable to take basic actions, totally reasonable actions, because he is one of those fairy-ass millennials? Or is he just clearly someone of very, very limited capabilities who just can't make any decisions on his own and cannot draw basic conclusions based on evidence he sees in the world? How about this? They're the same goddamn thing! Same thing! Millennials are dumb! All of this is the predictable result of a campaign to drill politically correct and dangerous notions about safety into the heads of the American people. This is what happens when the president of the U.S. slanders as racist citizens for reporting a Muslim teenager for bringing a bomb-like object to school, remember that, guys? Then invites the clock boy to the White House. You are supporting terrorism. Was it specifically shown that the boy did not make a bomb, and perhaps the president is just trying to make up for the prevalent racist attitudes? No, shut up. Moving on. This is what happens when, after each attack by a radical Muslim, the president of the U.S. and his allies in the media suggest that American concerns about radical Islam merely reflect inherent and ugly Islamophobia. I'll tell you about another phobia, arachnophobia. Guess what? I don't want to get murdered by a spider. There's a reason for this. This is what happens when, quote, see something, say something, end quote, becomes, quote, see something, say something, unless it's about a person who falls under a heightened risk profile, unquote. And so, people die. Political correctness isn't about weighing competing values. It's about stifling reason in order to avoid hurting feelings. It means demonizing those who do exercise reason. It also means dead bodies. Nice. Mr. Shapiro, I like it. So, to sum up, we've got a guy who is working at a Circuit City. I think I said gas station earlier, but he's working at a Circuit City. Some guys had him make a tape of them firing guns and praising jihad. He hesitated, but after confirming with other people, he did report them. And then after 16 months of investigation, the FBI had enough to arrest them. So that one, I mean, he did report, really all that story is saying is that a guy had momentary doubts before he reported people. Yeah, he just, basically he had to ask a couple people their opinion and then he did it. The whole thing probably transpired in a total of like 4 minutes. I'm sure that type of word spreads pretty quickly. So yeah, really what that story is saying is a thought went through a guy's head momentarily, but then everything else happened as normal after that. So the message there is don't even entertain thoughts. Just do what your gut says. Also, who was bringing tapes to be copied at Circuit City in 2006? I don't think I even had a VHS player still in 2006. I certainly was not so technologically limited that I was both relying on VHS technology and not able to just copy the tape myself, so I had to go to a Circuit City to have someone watch my clearly damning tape. I mean, those might be the most brazen terrorists that I've ever heard of. But anyway, yeah, so a guy momentarily doubted himself, and then he ended up reporting them. That's the moral of that one, and there's also the one where the guy doubted himself and did not report it, and that one resulted in a lot of people dying. However, I would say it, quote-unquote, resulted in the deaths of lots of people. As you know, just for legal purposes, I don't want you Jew lawyers coming after me. Technically, it does not really give any evidence that this man, who perpetrated the crimes had anything to do with the Middle Eastern guys that were in the San Bernardino area. Actually, let me, population of San Bernardino. Yeah, so there was in 2015, that's when this took place. There was only 2.128 million people in San Bernardino. So, you know, chances are it was, you know, related. Technically, legally, yes, it's possible that a guy is just describing a racist thought he had about some Middle Eastern people. And then unrelated Middle Eastern guy, who by all accounts was very much integrated into white society, you know, ended up being a murderer. Yes, that is possible. Also possible that if there was any direct correlation, they probably would have been pretty quick to point it out in this piece. You know, yeah, sure, that's fair to say. But you know what else is fair to say? It's fair to say that I will never forget what happened on 9/11. And you shouldn't either.
You know, I have to say, so the title is San Bernardino Proves Once and for All Political Correctness Kills. It's followed by the opening sentence, or nay, the opening, paragraph. Political correctness kills, just restating that. So that's definitely, you know, that's priming you to think that that's what the article will be about, and perhaps going through, you are unfairly thinking that these examples are supporting that, but when you go back and read it, really that, for such a strong statement, there's some really, really weak justification, and no,
while you were saying dumb gay shit, I thought of something. I know what's going on. Here we go. This is a new segment that's emerging called Reading Between the Headlines. And this is what's going on. Yes, were those examples stupid, especially compared to the veracity with which she started the article? Yeah, sure. Were they fucking crazy that you think that supports such a strongly worded title and opening sentence? Yeah, okay, but here's what's going on. The liberal goddamn media, the Mark Zuckerberg Steins, and your fucking Jewy Bernsteins would never let the real truth get out, so we had to water this down. But it's time to read between the headlines and see what's really going on. Now, Ben Shapiro, as I said, sounds pretty Jewy. He probably is much like me, hidden deep behind enemy lines, a deep state cowboy, as it were. He's got some inside information that he's trying to tell you people. He's trying to tell me, and I'm gonna translate that for you, okay? He is priming you to realize what we need to do is call out, basically, minorities, especially if they're meeting together, in our area. And if you're reading this, he probably knew you, at least in your demographic, were going to be reading this, and therefore he might know in your specific area, listener, I'm talking to you, if you are hearing this, he probably knew there was something going down in your specific area. So what you need to do as a vigilant citizen, as a real American, is go forth, look for those suspicious minorities, and don't forget to report them. And for God's sake, don't ask another employee for their opinion first. Just do it. And if you do, you just might prevent the next tragedy. And that's what's between the headlines tonight. This is the Night Eagle for Red Pill Transmission. Good night, Patriots.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.